Welcome to Discipleship 24/7 podcast show, live show. Thank you for listening. And today we're continuing our topic, our subject, Jonah, chapter 4. So grab your Bible, grab a notepad, grab a pen, and join me as we look at Jonah chapter 4. We're going to be looking at the first half of Jonah chapter 4. There's a lot going on in these chapters. So stick around. I'm your host, Mr. Blake. Thank you for listening to the live show or re-listening to this recorded broadcast of Discipleship 24/7 live show. We're looking at Jonah chapter 4. And if you haven't followed along with Jonah chapters, it's interesting. Jonah shares with us that God's given us a calling, each of us a calling, you, me, a mission. It doesn't matter what do we do in the church. I think sometimes people think that the pastor has to do all of the work. The pastor takes care of the mission, the calling, and that's not true. Each and every single person sitting in those chairs, in those pews Sunday morning can and have the ability to do a call, to do a mission for God. And so we're looking at Jonah chapter 4. And there's a lot going on in Jonah. And I encourage you, if you haven't read chapter 4 or any of the previous chapters, I encourage you to go back. We have in our podcast, we have several messages of Jonah. And then there's just one YouTube video of Jonah chapter 4, where we look at. So starting with chapter 4, I'm just going to read the half of the chapter. There's a lot going on. Verses 1 through 5. It says, "But it displeased Jonah exceedingly, and he was angry. And he prayed to the Lord and said, 'O Lord, this is not what I said when I was in my country. That is why I made a haste to flee to Tarshish, for I knew that you were a gracious God and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love, relenting from disaster. Therefore, O Lord, please take my life from me, for it is better for me to die than to live.' And the Lord says, 'Do you well be angry?' Then Jonah went out of the city and sat to the east and made a booth for himself there. He sat under it in the shade till he should see what would become of the city." Father, we just thank you for this morning. Encourage us as we read your scripture, dive into your word. May we reflect upon ourselves, reflect upon a relationship, reflect upon the words that we apply this to our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. So we see that Jonah became angry right off the bat in this chapter. He became angry with God. Let's be honest. Have there been times where we've been angry with God? You know, we could think about all kinds of things, right? Think about things that God has caused us to be angry with. So take a moment right now, dwell on that. And as we ponder those things we just thought about, you know, was there times where we were angry with God, right? Maybe a loved one passed away too soon in our life. Maybe a friend walked away from God. Maybe you and I were sharing the gospel and hoping that that person would accept Christ, but didn't. And so there's been times where you and I have been angry with God. There's times where we've just, you know, probably shook our fist up to the sky and go, "Why, Lord, why?" And as we unpack this, Jonah's angry in verse 1, we need to remember that chapter 1, Jonah didn't want to share the message. Jonah was already in a sort of a negative mood right off the bat. That's why he left. That's why he fled from God. He didn't want to share the message. And we see that he didn't want the city to be forgiven. Jonah was thinking of himself. Jonah was being selfish. You know, we can be the hardest critics on ourselves, right? We can be, you know, brutal. And here, Jonah was angry. And we see that because at the end of 5, he sits under a shaded tree till he sees what happens with the city. That's kind of mean, right? That's kind of mean. It's like you know, watching a car accident, train wreck. That's kind of mean. But Jonah was angry. Because remember, in chapter 3, he shared his message with the people. And when you look at other commentary or other pastors just really studying the passage, they mentioned that the city, excuse me, the city is so big that it took probably 3 days for Jonah to share the message. So it wasn't like in our brain, he shared the message in a day, happily ever after, everyone repented and turned away from their evil ways. We need to realize, and I think as brothers and sisters in Christ, we forget this part. This is something that we need to reflect. We need to realize that God is for everybody. We often get in this sort of funk, this sort of, you know, groove that we go to church. Church has members, church has people, church has regular visitors. And we sort of lean towards, hey, this is a social club. This is a fellowship club. This is a fellowship activity. And I get that. Because one fact that we have is that we always do fellowship a lot with church. We fellowship and fellowship and fellowship. And so we get used to the same faces, same people, same type of activity. And it sort of leans towards a social club, right? And we forget that God is for everybody. And here we see that. Jonah was like, I knew that you were going to be gracious, merciful, slow to anger. And then relenting from disaster. Jonah shared that in this plea or this cry. He's like, I knew that. And it seems as we read this, that Jonah is mad. He's mad for this because it sounds like he doesn't want to share God. That's what it sounds like. It sounds like, God, I knew you were going to save them from disaster. You have love, mercy. They do so many wrong things. I knew you were going to do it, God. I just knew. And so we need to realize that God is for everyone. We need to share the message that God is there for everyone. You know, there's people seeking during COVID. There's still people seeking during COVID. And people are going to continue to seek. People are going to continue to, be on the searching, right? On the internet searching. They're going to keep doing that. And we need to be ready to share the message. Never know, someone's going to come up to you someday out and about and ask you about God, about Jesus, about church. A second point we need to remember, and I see this in verse 2, is we must not forget that we do not deserve to be forgiven. Must not forget that. Because in Jonah's prayer, in verse 2, he says, he mentions gracious God, merciful, slow to anger, abounding in steadfast love. And we need to not to forget that sometimes that we do not deserve to be forgiven. We need to remember that. And we can, you know, beat around the bush on that one, but you know, despise God's love to those Jonah hated. We're reminded in Scripture that we need to love our enemies as ourselves, love our neighbors as ourselves. And if we are going to hate God because he's showing grace and mercy to someone that we dislike, we don't like, then we need to sit down and get right with God. Because if we're thinking those things, then that means our priorities, our values are not lining up anymore with God's. And that's where we need to do. That's where we need to share with everybody. third is go back to the big in chapter 2 where Jonah was praying. He prays, he confesses to God that says, hey, I'm going to get right with you. I'm going to make what I owe you. I'm going to pay that out. And it was his calling, his mission. And that was this whole thing with Jonah, was his mission, his calling. And it's interesting to see that Jonah was happy with God 1 minute because God saved him from the fish. But then he was angry that God saved the city, which was approximately, if you look at study Bibles or commentary, they're saying approximately over 120,000 people. And point number 3 is we need a lesson of God's mercy and forgiveness. Perhaps there's a brother and sister in Christ that you need to show God's mercy and forgiveness. Perhaps there's a friend, perhaps a coworker, perhaps a neighbor, perhaps someone that you were kind of rude to, grumpy with. And that's where we need to think of things, you know, get right with those people. But then our second part of that is where can we show mercy and forgiveness? Where can we show mercy and forgiveness? The world could use more of God's mercy, God's forgiveness. The world can use more of God's love. Where can we share? Our last point, verse 5, where Jonah goes out into the city and sits there to see. Is that God has ministered tenderly to Jonah. And we'll see that in the second half of chapter 4. God tenderly ministered to Jonah, just as he's done to the city. Just as he's done. Another question for us as we think about our relationship with Christ, think about our, you know, walk with Christ, is have we been obeying God's will or our will? That is something that we need to think about. Is have we been obeying God's will? Or in this case, Jonah is more focused on his will than God's. And we need to reflect on that. We need to ponder. We need to really look at that. And, you know, Jonah's been a good example, a good message for us to think about our calling. And perhaps you don't know your calling. Perhaps you're not sure what your calling is. And so Maybe that's what you could come to prayer for, is asking God for direction of the calling he has for you, the mission he has for you. You know, some of us have certain missions that we have accepted, right? And so that is something we need to pray. Something that we need to think about. And that should be on the top of our prayer list, is asking God for direction, asking God for the mission. Where does he want us to go? What does he want us to do? And we could take that time right now this morning. Take that moment right now to ask God. Let's take that moment and ask God for direction, for mission, for purpose. And if we're angry at him, or we're angry at someone else, we need to mend that right now. We need to fix that. We need to get right with God. Get right with others. And if we're angry at God for something that is important in our life, we need to get right with God right now. We can't be angry with God and yet expect love and mercy, expect compassion. We can't say that we're going to follow God's word and ignore the calling he's given us. Father, we just come to you this morning. We pray for this chapter, Jonah 4, that you would just encourage us, encourage our hearts. And if there's any anger with you, any anger with our brothers and sisters, any anger with anyone, that we would just fix that. We would just get it right, God. Just get right. And Father, just encourage us as we continue to spend time in the Word this morning, on this Sunday morning, through our church, through our Bible studies, through our Bible, through the sermon message. And Father, if we're able to, let's go to church. And if we're not able to, help us get connected online. Help us stay focused as we connect online and watch, listen to the message. We thank you for this morning, the opportunity we have to gather together. In Jesus' name, amen. Just want to thank everyone for listening. I'm your host, Mr. Blake. Go back, reread the chapters in Jonah. Reread it. And I hope this message has been encouraging to you. And don't forget to stay tuned, because we still got the second half of Jonah chapter 4. And I hope this encourages your heart, just gets you thinking to stay focused on God. Are you running away from God? Are you ignoring the calling, the mission. God has called each and every one of us to be the hands and feet for the big mission. So what are you waiting for? I'm your host, Mr. Blake. Have a blessed day. Stay connected in the Word. Follow your home church online. But if you're able to, go to church. And if you like this show, don't forget to listen to other podcasts that we have in our library. And also follow us on Facebook, Discipleship 24/7. Have a blessed day.